From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Judges. As backslidden Israel groaned under the domination of the Midianites, they began to cry to God. In response to their prayers, the Lord sent them a prophet to call them to repentance and renewed faith in the Lord God of Israel. As he threshed wheat in secret for fear of the enemy, Gideon seemed an unlikely candidate for military leadership, but God called him to lead Israel to victory over the Midianites and to become the greatest of the judges. Dr. Cairns has pointed out the significance of the oak tree where the call took place. It represented separation from sin and consecration to God, essential qualities for anyone who would be used to do the Lord's work. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled The Call of Gideon. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Never Ashamed. The text is Matthew 10, verse 32. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Gracious promise! It is a great joy to me to confess my Lord. Whatever my faults may be, I am not ashamed of Jesus, nor do I fear to declare the doctrines of his cross. O Lord, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. Sweet is the prospect which the text sets before me. Friends forsake and enemies exult, but the Lord does not disown his servant. Doubtless my Lord will own me even here and give me new tokens of his favorable regard. But there comes a day when I must stand before the great Father. What bliss to think that Jesus will confess me then. He will say, This man truly trusted me and was willing to be reproached for my name's sake, and therefore I acknowledge him as mine. The other day a great man was made a knight, and the queen handed him a jeweled garter. But what of that? It will be an honor beyond all honors for the Lord Jesus to confess us in the presence of the divine majesty in the heavens. Never let me be ashamed to own my Lord. Never let me indulge a cowardly silence or allow a faint-hearted compromise. Shall I blush to own him who promises to own me?
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but has given us the strength to sound mind, with love the unfailing kind,
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
The place of the call was, first of all, under an oak which was in Ophrah. Now, I'm sure that that may well be read as just a little incidental statement. But I think sometimes there is a great spiritual application in little incidental statements. He was sitting under the oak in Ophrah when he called Gideon. It's interesting how God ties thoughts together in Scripture. If you go back to the 35th chapter of the book of Exodus, you will find about the oak. And in verse 4, They gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. Here we come upon the first great significant reference to the oak in Scripture. It is the place where the idols were buried. It was the place of separation. It was the place of purging. It was the place of consecration. It was the place of fellowship with God. Spiritually speaking, that is where God brought Gideon to prepare him for his great work. And if you read on down this chapter, you will see that that is not merely fanciful application, because that's exactly the experience that Gideon had. God is not going to use men who are not separated unto the gospel of God. God is never going to use a man who has not been purged from the old idolatry. He's not going to use a man who is not totally consecrated unto God. And certainly, unless that man is living in fellowship with a Savior, he can never be of any use to the Lord. The crying need of the hour is for men called of God. Men who are called to separation, to purging, to consecration, and to fellowship. So often young preachers want to be called to service. Now obviously there's a call to service. But if you note the place of Gideon's call, you'll realize that before you ever get to serve the Lord, or be of much use to the Lord, there are certain things that have got to take place between you and your God. The idea of putting men in the pulpit whose only knowledge of God is gained from a book in college, theoretical knowledge, speculative knowledge, intellectual knowledge, but they lack the real, deep, personal fellowship with God, whereby in the secret place they have come to know Him in a wonderfully personal way. Lacking that, the idea that such man can ever be of any use to the church is far from biblical. We are suffering today from a race of preachers who can be blown about, blown off course. They can be made instruments of the devil as readily as instruments of God. It's very often because they've been pushed into service before they know God. The place of his calling is interesting. There is grace in his calling. I am not usually big on making points about biblical numerics. I think you can carry that a little far. If you multiply 44 by 3.5 and divide it by 9, you'll get this, and that is 7 plus 2. And you know, you can work out anything by biblical numerics if you want to go far enough. But there are certain definite signs in Scripture of an emphasis in certain numbers. It has been well stated that 5 is the number of grace. We're dealing here with the 5th of Israel's judges. And certainly again you will see the grace that made him all that he was. In verse 12 we read, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." A mighty man of valor? The only thing this fellow had done was threshed wheat. That's the most dramatic thing he had done. It's the most military thing that he had done. He had threshed wheat. Now I have met many a farmer. My old church was practically made up of farmers and farmers' sons and farmers' friends. You had to be careful what you said about the farming community. They can be, and certainly were, tough men, strong men, good men. But they weren't normally military men. That was not their nature. Thank God for that. Here's a man. He had threshed a little wheat. The Lord comes and says, "You're a mighty man of valor." You see, grace not only made him what he became, But grace viewed him not as man did, but according to what the Lord would make him. The Lord comes to him as a mere Israelitish man who's hiding a little wheat from the enemy. As I pointed out last week, threshing wheat in the wine press was not a good thing or a usual thing. Threshing wheat would be done on a threshing floor in an open environment. The wine press was an enclosed place. It was a place secluded. So for fear of the enemy, this ordinary Israelitish man, saving a little wheat, was caught by the mighty grace of God, filled with the power of God, and thrust forth to do the work of God. There's grace in it. Only the grace of God can make a man a servant of Christ. There's not any hope for anybody who's trusting his natural abilities. You may have the golden tongue of a Chrysostom. You may have the intellect of a Calvin. You may have the zeal of a Whitfield. That'll all put together. Now that would make you a unique character. There's never been a man in church history with all those abilities. But if you had them, you still would not necessarily be a servant of God. You need that mighty enabling grace. But this call came to him. Gideon, as will become obvious, Gideon couldn't understand why he should be called. You see, to God's people, the responsibility of doing a work for God always belongs to somebody else. Why me? Why me? I would suggest to you that it's time that Christians, and I'm going to say especially a lot of you young men, began to get on your knees before God and ask the Lord, why not me? Now don't misunderstand me. I am not saying that you rush headlong into what is called full-time service because you have nothing definitive that says you shouldn't go. That's not what I'm saying. I believe you ought not to be in the work of God unless you have a definitive command from God that tells you you must go. But what I am saying is this, that it is needful that we get the flower of our young men on their knees before God in the place of cleansing, in the place of separation to God, in the place of turning from the world, in the place of laying all on the altar and crying, Lord, show me thy will. I want a heart for the will of God. I want to know the calling of God for my life. I want my life to tell for Jesus Christ. I'm not worried what the world will think about it. I'm not worried how men will estimate my success or my failure. But I want to be in the very place where God would have me be. Lord, speak to me. Trust that every one of you who names the name of Jesus Christ will make sure you get under your oak tree to the place where God in grace will speak to you. And I want to tell you, when you get under that oak tree, the Lord will always speak to you. He will not necessarily make you a Gideon. He will not necessarily make you a pastor. He will not necessarily make you an evangelist or a worker on the mission field. But he will make you what he wants you to be. Every time you get under your oak tree, you will find that the angel of the Lord, as it were, will come and he will speak to you and he will give you God's direction for your life. It was his call. When the call came, notice the concern that he expressed. Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up now from Egypt? What I like about Gideon is that he longed for old time power. Gideon was living in a day of spiritual depression. He was living in a day when the devil was running rampant through the land. This was a time when the fury of the enemy was just about unchecked. We read last week how that Israel would sow, but the enemy would come in and would do the reaping. A generation was growing up. Children were being born, and they were being born into an environment where the devil had a vice-like grip upon the nation. It was a terrible day. Gideon had heard of the old days when there were men of God in the land, when there was power from God in the land, when the right hand of God was made bare. And so when the angel of the Lord came to Gideon and they said, "The Lord is with thee," Gideon says, "If this is so, where is the power of God? Where are the mighty signs of God in the midst? We long for old time power." That's a very legitimate concern to have. A very legitimate concern. We are living in a day when the tide is out. The Midianites stalk the land. The children that are being born in America today are being born in a nation and in a generation where the devil seems to have a grip, where his power is welcomed instead of checked. We're living in a day when churches are backsliding and apostate. We're living in a day of the resurgence of the old beast who was wounded by Reformation Protestantism. We're living in a day when the mighty forces of Antichrist, both in the political and in the ecclesiastical realm, are massing their powers for a mighty thrust against the cause of Christ. What we need today more than anything else is a rediscovery of old-time power. We have got to come before our God like Gideon and say, "Where is the power of God? Where is it? Where is the mighty effusion of the Holy Ghost in His fullness? Where is the ability to pray and get heaven opened? Where is the ability to call God into a situation and see the enemy defeated? Where is the ability to proclaim a gospel meeting and find the fear of God fall upon a community and the Holy Spirit go like a rushing wind through that community and bring people to their knees? Where is the kind of power that we know about from reading God's Word and know about from reading the history of the Christian church? We know about it because we've read about it. But our concern must be like Gideon. We don't know about it because we have felt it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.